This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel unveils the government's policies and programs in joint sittings of federal parliament. Document prioritizes corruption control, employment generation and innovation. Budget session of federal parliament begins today. 8 ordinances table for parliamentary approval. Over 1.9 million people likely to be affected by this year's monsoon in Nepal. And Iran accuses U.S. of presenting unreasonable and one-sided demands in negotiations to end war. Now the news in detail. The government has unveiled its policies and programs for the fiscal year 2026 and 27, prioritizing corruption control, employment generation and innovation. Presenting the government's annual policies and programs at a joint meeting of the federal parliament today, President Ramchandra Pawdel said that the formation of government with a clear majority of the single party has created a historic opportunity for political and policy stability in the country. President Pawdel said that the government would move forward with a campaign focused on improving public service delivery, economic recovery, zero tolerance against corruption, and social advancement by adopting good governance as the foundation of prosperous Nepal. The president also stated that the government would fully implement and continue 100-point governance reform agenda already introduced by the government. Presenting the policies and programs, President Pawdel said that the priority would be given to digital transactions, revenue leakage control and tax structure review to reduce the burden on entrepreneurs and middle-class families. Likewise, President Pawdel said that the public expenditure would be made result-oriented, while reforms in public enterprises, expenditure cuts and efficient service delivery would be prioritized. He further stated that the information technology-based service exports, hydropower and tourism would be developed as major pillars of economic transformation. President Pawdel further added that international best practices would be adopted to make the capital market sustainable and secure. Loans received through foreign assistance would be invested in projects that would generate returns. The head of the state also said that to address the landless scooters issues in the long term, the government would identify genuine landless people and ensure permanent housing and land ownership for them. The president also announced that the regulatory system for the advertising and communication sector would be strengthened through coordination among all three levels of government to ensure transparency and accountability. He also said that the capacity of the National Human Rights Commission would be strengthened, while the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority would be institutionally strengthened to make the investigation and action system more effective. He said that political stability would be taken as an opportunity to accelerate the country's overall transformation. The government has further announced that the digital divide would be reduced through the expansion of the modern technology in remote areas. The president presented the government's annual policies and programs at a joint meeting of the federal parliament as per the constitutional provision. Based on the priorities outlined in the policies and programs presented today, the government will present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year on the 29th of May. The budget session of the federal parliament has commenced today with separate meetings of both houses of federal parliament. According to the federal parliament secretary, the House of Representatives and the National Assembly convened separately. During the meetings, 8 different ordinances recently issued by the government through the president were presented for parliamentary approval. Meanwhile, in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the leaders of the opposition parties called the government's attention to the management of landless scooters, settlements, and relevant issues, including ordinances. The Supreme Court today issued an interlocutory order not to immediately implement the decision to dismiss the student organizations at universities. A single bench of Justice Srikant Patel issued this order. The Supreme Court has called both sides for discussions on this matter on the 18th of May. The Supreme Court has asked to submit a written response as well as a copy of the writ petition through the Office of the Attorney General within 15 days of receiving the notice, excluding travel time. Leaders of the student organizations filed the writ petition against the decision of the government to dismantle the student organizations, making the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers defendants. Despite forecast of low rainfall this monsoon, rising temperatures and intense monsoon activities are likely to increase the risk of monsoon-related disasters in Nepal. According to a draft of the Monsoon Preparedness and Response National Action Plan unveiled today by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, over 1.9 million people are likely to be affected by this year's monsoon. The draft suggests an increased risk of glacier lake outburst floods, while the Terai and Southern Plains are likely to face floods, landslides, inundation, soil erosion, heat waves, and flash floods. The federal, provincial, and local governments have been ordered to strengthen disaster preparedness and improve rescue and response management effectively. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Asterisk 14#, yehi ho upay.
Har ek din ko lagi sabai tak yehi paaye. Jahan jab connected rahas, internet masaf kar dos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has launched the National Cleanliness Week beginning today with the aim of making places of public service delivery decent, clean and environment friendly. The campaign was formally inaugurated by Minister for Health and Population, Nisa Mehta, at Bir Hospital, the country's oldest hospital. The campaign simultaneously kicked off at all governed hospitals, and it will be implemented in the governed entities and offices nationwide. Nepal Rashtra Bank today submitted a full-term budget review report for the upcoming fiscal year 2026 and 2027 to the government. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Biswanath Paudel today called on Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle and presented him the document. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has accused the United States of presenting unreasonable and one-sided demands in negotiations aimed at ending the U.S.-Israel war on Iran as the two sides maintain a fragile ceasefire. According to Al Jazeera, at a news conference on Monday, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei insisted that Iran's proposal to end the conflict and unblock the Strait of Hormuz was legitimate and generous. He also called for an end to the war across the region and the release of frozen Iranian assets abroad in response to the latest U.S. proposal. Iran submitted a response to a U.S. proposal to end the two-month war via Pakistan on Sunday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to citizens to revive working from home, buy less gold and limit foreign travel to deal with a surge in global energy prices because of the continuing crisis in the Middle East. The BBC cited Modi as saying that the austerity measures reminiscent of the COVID era would reduce India's fuel yields and help save foreign exchange. India imports 90% of its oil and its crude bill has seen a multi-billion dollar spike since the U.S. and Israel war on Iran, with the Strait of Hormuz a narrow Gulf choke point shut for more than 2.5 months now. Analysts described Modi's appeal made at the public event in southern city of Hyderabad on Sunday as the most drastic so far. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while partly cloudy condition is predicted in the remaining regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil unveils the government's policies and programs in joint sittings of Federal Parliament. Document prioritizes corruption control, employment generation and innovation. Budget session of Federal Parliament begins today. 8 ordinances table for parliamentary approval. Over 1.9 million people likely to be affected by this year's monsoon in Nepal. And Iran accuses U.S. of presenting unreasonable and one-sided demands in negotiations to end war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.